This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. West Virginia's public education system lags behind nationally, ranking 48th, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. There's also a lot of talk throughout the state about the need for re-education and economic diversification for adults. As coal miners continue to lose their jobs, some are looking to education as a tool for new opportunities. But starting from the bottom, or starting over, isn't easy. One adult educator, a former coal miner from Boone County, just wrote a book that offers guidance. While author David Green says this book should appeal to adult educators, it's also meant to help individuals outside of the classroom, Glynis Board reports.
David Green is a former coal miner, an adult literacy teacher, and now author. His first book, Unfit to Be a Slave, A Guide to Adult Education for Liberation, was inspired by his work teaching and learning from students in adult literacy programs.
The idea is to stretch it much more than the way we conventionally think of adult education, which is sometimes a few classes in an evening center for people who have time to go, or people who need a GED. And all those things are essential and important, but huge numbers of people need to get a different kind of education, an education that helps them understand what's going on so they can change conditions, so they can participate in the society actively.
So for folks who can't make it to the classroom, Green says his book could help. Green hopes the book offers an education that helps readers understand the world more clearly. His book embodies certain educational philosophies that promote social change through critical thinking and dialogue. Green traveled to different countries and places where these models and successful literacy programs exist, which convinced him that implementation is possible in places like West Virginia.
It's not the literacy of learning to read just words, which is important, but it's a literacy of learning to read the world.
Green explains that the title, Unfit to Be a Slave, is taken from the history of the famous social reformer, writer, and statesman, Frederick Douglass.
He was learning to read as a child, an enslaved African-American on a plantation. He was being taught by the mistress of the plantation how to read, and the master of the plantation comes into this session where he's learning to read and says, you can't teach him to read. If you teach him to read, it will unfit him to be a slave. And so that literacy and education and understanding here are aimed at making sure that we're all unfit to be slaves, because we don't need to be. I mean, I think, unfortunately, even though we're not owned by other people, we're in a position where our decisions are made that control our lives.
There are stories throughout Green's book of working people and their families, from enslaved Africans to factory assembly line workers, and also some from coal miners, like Golden Jeffries from Boone County, West Virginia. Green offers this excerpt.
Golden Jeffries was 36 years old and unemployed when I met him in the small community of Ramage, West Virginia. He was married and had four children and had worked all his adult life. At the time, in 1968, I was working with a group of unemployed fathers who wanted jobs and training. Arriving at his home, I explained the effort to get more job training programs for unemployed fathers in the county. This is Boone County, West Virginia. He was very polite, but visibly irritated, and asked me to follow him into the next room. He showed me a room with walls covered with training certificates for everything from welder to home care aide to cable TV repairman and a lot of others. He said, "What I need is a job. I don't need any more training programs and certificates."
Green says these accounts are important because they remind us that reality is often different from what's projected in media and throughout policy and state houses. And he says he wrote the book for people of all educational backgrounds.
And this is not kind of education where you say, oh, the poor uneducated people in West Virginia or Ohio. We all need education. You know, education is connected with empowerment. The premise of the book is that if we had more understanding of what's really going on, if we had the clearest reflection of what is real, what is the real world, that we would have a different approach to changing it.
And change is what many West Virginians seem to be in store for. State legislators, teachers, and parents are fighting to move the state's education system up from being ranked 48th in the country. Common Core standards are again on the chopping block as stakeholders mull over the options. Meanwhile, folks who work in the coal mining industry face continued uncertainty in light of changing market and regulatory forces. Since March of 2012, more than 11,000 people with mining-related jobs have been laid off, according to Workforce West Virginia. Green remembers watching market forces alter the lives of West Virginians back in the 70s, too, when Western coal mines began to produce more coal. He notes similarities today with the rise of the natural gas industry and increasing global pressure to move away from fossil fuel energy.
In the 70s, some miners from West Virginia went to Wales in Europe to look at the coal industry and talk to miners there. Those things can help educate people in different ways.
Green's book identifies schools and education programs from all over the country, as well as other less conventional forms of education proven to help communities cope with economic and social changes. He hopes his book, Unfit to be a Slave, might empower community members to improve their circumstances, should they want to. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.